The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next hour, I'll be conversing with Dr. Herb Slavin and bringing to you information that you need in order to support and maintain your best health. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
I'm taller than I usually look, right?
Well, we had a report here that people need to stand more and sit less, and that has a very positive impact on their health.
And consequently, I'm standing for the radio show.
It works out good. The microphone
absolutely
can be adjusted. But I wanted to talk about something we always talk about, and that's...
Do we want to talk about something we always...
It's a different take on it.
Okay, good.
You know, a lot of times I say just because you feel good doesn't mean you're not sick. But now I'm going to mention some symptoms, and I want you to think about what could possibly be causing them. Because I think a lot of times we dismiss a lot of symptoms that we have, and that's probably appropriate because most of the time, you know, if they should go away in a couple hours, maybe a day. But what if they persist?
A couple minutes.
Maybe, okay. So here are some, and these are very common symptoms that you hear from people. For example, insomnia, headaches, fatigue, maybe even muscle cramps. So, I mean, those are common symptoms. Should people ignore it? Or at what point do you stop ignoring it and then you say, you know, maybe I ought to look into this, that maybe it's something that needs a little help to go away?
A lot of times when people come to talk to me and they talk about little kind of aggravating symptoms, they'll say, is that normal? And I say, no, that isn't normal. All those little things may very well add up to a very specific point that needs to be addressed.
So I wonder, you know, there's clearly a distinction between how mainstream medicine approaches those symptoms and how doctors that practice functional medicine think about those symptoms. And I think the key word here is symptoms. You don't treat symptoms, and I think that's the major distinction. Mainstream medicine is happy to treat symptoms, whereas functional medicine doctors look for the underlying cause.
It's really interesting because mainstream medicine, the entire basis of mainstream medicine is we're going to group symptoms together, and then we're going to call that group of symptoms a disease.
Pharmaceuticals can
treat disease.
Well, they use the word syndrome.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You know, when you put a bunch of symptoms together, now it becomes a syndrome.
That's the step before disease.
Yeah. And then I have to think of an acronym to some letters to...
Right.
To catchy letters to help you remember it.
PMS.
So we mentioned those things, you know, headaches, insomnia, maybe even a loss of appetite. When do you need to worry and when don't you? And I would say if you have a collection of symptoms that persists, say, for more than a couple of days, you know, I think you don't automatically do the million-dollar workup, but I think you have to become concerned, I mean, as a physician. You know, if a patient comes to me with a few symptoms like that isn't just a now and then thing, and it seems to be more regular. You have to start thinking of what could be wrong. Now, I wonder what, well, mainstream medicine, I mentioned headaches and insomnia. Well, they have pills for those two things, and that's what they would give to the patients.
Rather than understand what's going on overall with the patient that's creating those two issues.
And that's really the major problem with healthcare in this country. It's based on treating symptoms with drugs, and patients aren't getting better. They're just being, I don't know what's a good word, fooled into thinking they're better?
They're medicated into symptomatic relief, but not cure for the underlying issue, the dysfunction in their bodies that may be creating those symptoms.
So if someone complains of insomnia and headaches, you know, you could write a book just on all the things that could be causing those symptoms, because they're not specific to a problem. And they're definitely not a deficiency of a sleeping pill or a pain pill.
But very possibly a nutrient deficiency.
Oh, for sure. And I think without testing, you'll never know. But nutrient deficiencies are extremely common.
Okay, so let's talk about a very, very common nutrient deficiency. And when you provide that nutrient in reasonable doses in very specific beneficial forms, then the symptom goes away. Kind of tie that together very easily. I'm thinking about, let's say, headaches from unstable blood pressure and magnesium.
Okay, well, we mentioned headaches and insomnia. Clearly, magnesium has to be considered. You know what? Hormonal imbalance can give you headaches and insomnia, too.
Absolutely.
You see? So now it's not so simple all of a sudden. And if you just resort to treating symptoms without testing, you're going to miss the opportunity to help people get better. Now, let me add something else to the equation. So we mentioned just two things, headaches, magnesium deficiency or hormonal imbalance can give you those symptoms of insomnia and headaches. Well, what if you fix your hormones and you correct your magnesium deficiency and the problem doesn't go away?
Too much sugar?
I mean, sugar is another possibility.
Too much caffeine?
But where I'm going is there's a silent epidemic, I guess is a good term to use. And by that I mean, I think more people have it than we know. Difficult to diagnose. Doctors in Florida in particular aren't thinking about it as much as doctors in the Northeast. And the testing is unreliable to make the diagnosis. So a lot of times, here's where the problems really set in. You have to spend time with the patient and talk to them.
Communicate, listen to the details that the patient is concerned about. I don't know. That sounds pretty far out, Dr. Slavin.
So then you have to, you know, spend more time, ask more questions. And this is the way medicine used to be practiced. You used to sit down with the patient because 90% of the diagnosis is based on what the patient tells you, not on the test. Tests should be used for confirmation, but not for figuring out the diagnosis. Just like you go to a doctor and you say, oh, let's get a CAT scan. Let's see what's wrong with you. They should have a very good idea what's going on, and the CAT scan really confirms their thinking. So we have the headaches and the insomnia. Let's add maybe a sore throat to that. Now all of a sudden, you're thinking in a different direction.
Yeah.
Or heart palpitations. Now, heart palpitations could still be magnesium. Or hormones.
Yes.
Right? Let's say you have some muscle pain or you experience some tremors. You can still be in the same ballpark.
Magnesium deficiency and hormone imbalances.
But then you have to find out, are you experiencing any fever or sweats or flushing, well, that can still be hormones, right? It becomes a very difficult differential diagnosis sometimes, and that's why this other problem is being underdiagnosed, partly because doctors aren't thinking of it, partly because when they do the tests that are done at the usual labs, they're unreliable. And I'm speaking of Lyme disease. Now, how many people really, has it been mentioned much, even in the media? It's not mentioned much. It's not something like breast cancer or heart disease that's talked about all the time in the media.
Very true. And it most likely is not making headlines in the media because there isn't a very, very specific approach by mainstream medicine. And we know that mainstream medicine has a very, very big impact on what is in our media.
Oh, definitely. Probably a greater impact than we even want to appreciate or admit.
And so you would think, okay, here's health reporters out there, and they kind of get wind, let's say, of a support group for people with these diverse symptoms and have not been helped by mainstream medicine. One would think that would kind of motivate an investigative health reporter, but if it isn't necessarily supported by pharmaceuticals, then it most likely isn't going to have a big impact in the media.
Now, believe it or not, we touched on this topic a little bit last week when we were talking about the Gardasil vaccine with all its side effects, and the patient we referred to turned out to have a subclinical tick-borne illness, which like Lyme disease. And it was the vaccine that allowed it to become symptomatic.
And I'm going to say not necessarily side effects of the Gardasil vaccine. I'm going to say dangers associated with the Gardasil vaccine.
Fair enough. I think vaccines are wrought with more risks than they want you to think about. And as I mentioned last week, maybe if you're contemplating getting a vaccine, I'm not sure how many of our listeners still get vaccines, but I'm sure some do. You see them over at the stores getting vaccines?
I do see a great number of individuals, and very often the reason that they're choosing to accept a vaccine is they have been frightened into it. And in some cases, their primary care physician says, well, I can no longer have you as a patient, and sends a letter dismissing them as patients.
All right, so I can come here.
Okay. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Talk Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and more to come to support your good health.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332, or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process.
Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And so, Dr. Slavin, are we talking about Lyme disease? Are we talking about the shortfalls of mainstream medicine? Are we talking about symptoms? Where is our discussion going today?
Well, we're trying to empower the healthcare consumer.
I understand that. And how are we doing it today?
Well, so they can sometimes not automatically accept their doctor's explanation. I think what happens...
That's so hard.
But I think what happens, we mentioned a couple of things, headaches, insomnia. So I think right off the bat, the patients don't run to the doctor, which is okay. They'll go to the pharmacy and they'll pick up some Motrin for their headaches and maybe some Benadryl to help them sleep.
At the suggestion, oftentimes, of their doctor. Well, just take a Motrin. You'll feel better. It won't bother you so much.
Right. And so what we're saying is, I mean, sometimes it's a temporary thing and you're over it after one night or a day or two. But if this becomes a regular habit of taking these drugs to help you sleep or to get rid of headaches, now you have to think that there's something else going on that these symptomatic treatments aren't helping.
Well, when you address it, and let's pick on Motrin, I'm sorry. I guess I'm not sorry. Let's pick on Motrin. Okay, what's going to happen after months and months of consuming this? Number one, the amount of the over-the-counter product that you've chosen that was successful at controlling the symptom in the beginning, no longer is effective. So you have to increase your dose. You increase your dose, what happens next? Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, what are they famous for? Gastrointestinal inflammation, ultimately potentially bleeding. So you've added another problem rather than solved a problem.
Well, created a new problem. Well, also, and this should really get people's attention more than anything, they're seeing a higher incidence of heart attacks in people taking chronically the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. So, like I said, if this is becoming a habit of taking these over-the-counter drugs, I think you need to start, then you see the physician and look for an answer. And you don't stop until you find an explanation for the symptoms. You don't just do a couple tests and say, well, it's nothing. It was interesting. I heard a lecture over the weekend, and it didn't matter what disease they were talking about. This was a doctor's explanation to a patient saying, well, the good news and the bad news is you don't have that disease, and the disease you think you have, I don't believe in, so you don't have that disease either. I mean, that's part of the problem, you know, with the mainstream medicine. If they don't believe in something, you know, they're going to dismiss the possibility.
What I want to go back to is, remember the young woman who had the Gardasil vaccine that developed very, very significant symptoms, very, very broad symptoms, and nothing mainstream medicine did for this young woman was able to achieve any beneficial progress. She did not have any symptoms prior to the Gardasil vaccine.
No, that's the whole point of suggesting to people that may be entertaining the idea of getting a vaccine that the side effects of vaccines may not strictly be the vaccine, but you may be allowing these subclinical infections in your body to take over. That's the problem. If your immune system is under attack and you're successfully controlling everything, so that therefore you have no symptoms, you add in that vaccine, and that may just be the thing that allows everything to get out of control and give you all those symptoms.
So one of the things that I'm thinking following this line of reasoning is if you have a functional immune system, there wouldn't necessarily be a need for a vaccine because your immune system is supported and primed and taking care of the pathogens that your body is exposed to. And if your immune system is struggling, a vaccine could very well put you over the edge into all manner of symptomatic distress.
Now, we mentioned earlier about Lyme disease also being called the great imitator. You know, another disease used to be called the great imitator, and that was syphilis.
Whoa.
You know, you would you get all these different symptoms because most of the time we think of, and this is probably not thinking the right way, we think of this symptom is caused by this one disease. We think there's a correlation between symptoms.
A one-to-one
right.
correlation?
But, you know, that's how that's a very narrow-minded way of looking at things.
It's kind of typical of the human brain wanting to categorize and putting things in a little box. Neat.
So you could have, like we were trying to point out, and we could have made the list a lot longer, headaches and insomnia could be something common, although not checked for regularly, is a low magnesium level, or it could be a hormonal imbalance. It could be both, but it could be Lyme disease too. See, you just don't know until you really evaluate the patient thoroughly, and that's not being done by mainstream medicine because you can't do that in 5 minutes. You know, in five minutes you can write the prescriptions out.
So you're saying that the more conversation you have with the patient, the more insight you get into what tests would be appropriate for evaluating different body systems so that you could isolate the source of the symptoms? Tell me if that's
thinking, first of all, you have to talk to the patient and understand his complaints. And a lot of times, you know, he'll come out and say, boy, I can't sleep and I get headaches. But then you have to question him about more things. Are you getting night sweats? Any muscle pain? Does your muscle pain move around or joint pain move around, or is it always in the same place? Because those are specific symptoms of that can be seen with Lyme disease, for example. Now, here's the interesting thing, and this is what people have to know about. You won't know when you get a tick bite, and you won't even see the tick. The tick
Does
is about the size.
Does it always have to include a tick?
For the tick-borne diseases?
For obviously for tick-borne diseases, but have we established beyond the shadow of a doubt that Lyme disease is a tick-borne illness?
I think they have, but here's the other point. It can be spread by a blood transfusion because they're not adequately testing the blood. In some cases, you have to find out. You know, remember there was a time that the blood transfusions were spreading hepatitis. There was a time the blood transfusions were spreading HIV. Well, they're spreading tick-borne illnesses, but you have to make sure that if you're in that predicament of needing a blood transfusion, that it's been tested for that as well.
And that's not happening right now. And so, okay, you say, I'll bank my own blood in case I need a transfusion. Mm-hmm. But, all right, you're under a great deal of stress for whatever reason and you need that transfusion. You have asymptomatic tick-borne illness. Your own transfusion given to you in a stressed situation could create illness.
Now, you were insinuating that there are other ways to get Lyme disease than a tick bite.
Well, I was of the opinion that it is infant research right now. that there's so much that is not known, and to focus solely on ticks, I don't agree.
I'll agree with that. But okay. What I'm saying is these are not the type of ticks that you see on your dogs. Well, these ticks, if they're on your dog, you won't see because they're very tiny. But I'm used to seeing the big ticks, and they get swollen after sucking the blood of the dog.
They've been on the dog for a while, but they're teeny tiny.
Are about the size of a period at the end of a sentence. They're very tiny. That's why I say you may not see them. You may not see the rash that's associated with Lyme disease. But here was the interesting thing, too. That the same tick that might give you Lyme disease could give you two or three other serious illnesses at the same time, and that's why you see Lyme disease usually associated with other illnesses that cause severe symptoms as well. It's a complicated issue, and what really makes it very important to consider is that the treatments that we have now are most effective if started very early in the course of the illness. But unfortunately, since it's so difficult to diagnose, the diagnosis is delayed and therefore the treatments are delayed.
Okay, so going at this discussion from a different perspective, prevention. And I'm going back to that very, very sick young lady with the Gardasil vaccine. She had these pathogens circulating in her body, but her immune system was strong enough to keep them under control. So that's what I think is so critically important in the discussion and so important for our listeners to focus on, is to do the things that support immune function and avoid as much as possible the things that are going to suppress immune focus, a very highly active, highly responsive immune system. That's a very narrow road to walk, because if you have a hyperactive immune system, you have a lot of allergic responses. If you have an underactive immune system, you're vulnerable to whatever is around. So when we come back, let's see if we can sort through this winding path and come to a conclusion that's supportive of our listeners' good health. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here with Dr. Herb Stavin. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute, services from on-demand to chiropractic,
from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And before we get back to the discussion, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about Janazon.com and Janet's Best Formulas. I have, as I was saying before the break, this focus on let's support all of the different systems of your body and enhance the function of those systems. And in doing that, I tend to look at the basic approaches. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about Janet Juice, which will provide antioxidant protection from all of the superfruits that typically we're not going to be consuming in our diets. We might be adding a little bit into our shakes in the morning, but with the shakes in the morning, most likely it's going to be sweet, adding sugar into your routine, and you can avoid that sugar using the Janet Juice and get that support to antioxidant function. The other aspect of this is very much your gut microbiome. So supporting your beneficial bacteria content in your gut with Janabiotic, you have that two-pronged approach, very basic, to support your immune function. And I just want to let everybody know that tomorrow night is Toonie's Health and Wellness Seminar. It's at the Carl Springs Center for the Arts. The doors open at 6, and 6:30, the first speaker is able to be heard. And after the speakers, from 9 to 10, there will be all vendors providing samples and literature, and I will be there introducing two new products from Janet's Best Formulas and lots of literature and information for supporting your good health. So, Dr. Slavin, here we're talking about Lyme disease, and are there any tests in your arsenal that may narrow the focus of treating a patient who's coming with diverse symptoms? Hard to figure out where these symptoms are coming from.
Well, the problem is that you can resort to symptomatic treatment. When you do, you delay the diagnosis. We can get rid of headaches and insomnia with over-the-counter pills, but you've delayed the diagnosis. So you really need to make find the reason for the problem. But if you practice mainstream medicine, you don't do that until the problem is so severe that it's staring you in the face, perhaps. So what are the problems? We mentioned check your hormone levels, because that can be behind it. Check your magnesium levels. Needless to say, you do all the other routine tests that doctors still do, CBC, chem panel, urinalysis, your thyroid. I don't think cholesterol checking is going to be involved in this issue.
Interesting that that's usually at the top of the page when people bring their blood tests to me.
Right. Then, you go to a doctor's office, they check your blood pressure. Perhaps the drug you're taking to lower your blood pressure is giving you these symptoms, too. You see everything. Well, when the doctor was too lazy to find out why you have those symptoms and he gave you an antidepressant, that could be giving you the symptoms that you're complaining of, too. So it's now it becomes an outside problem, meaning something you've been exposed to, perhaps, and then it may be a drug-related problem, something you've been given to treat the drug. So in medicine, we like to think of the most common things being the most common. So clearly, the common things when it comes to insomnia is probably magnesium or hormonal imbalance, as well as headaches. Those are really common things. Could be food allergies. You know, I have to think of all those terms, but you just don't want to skip over the steps to find out what's wrong and just give a pill. Now, during the break, Janet mentioned that you know, there are a lot of people out there that have difficulty affording the insurance, or if they get the insurance they can afford, then it doesn't cover all the practitioners they might want to see. I have to tell you that a lot of the plans out there limit the number of doctors they have, and that's how they control access to the insurance and utilization, and therefore control price.
And very often, the insurance plans don't cover functional medicine.
Well, here's something interesting. Remember at the event a little over a week ago, there was someone that came
event.
There that was looking into an insurance plan. Do you remember that? It was called Liberty Direct. You don't remember? She was looking into that because her insurance, her regular Obamacare insurance, had gone up in premium, had gone up in deductible, and, of course, limitations in what they covered. So she was looking into this plan. I had never heard about it before. And then at the meeting I was at this weekend, they mentioned it as well. I said, okay, that's interesting. The website is libertydirect.org. And here's what they say about it. It's an alternative to health insurance. Liberty Direct members share health care expenses through a well-established cost-sharing program administered by Liberty Health Share, a national leader in healthcare cost sharing for over 20 years. Rather than expensive monthly costs, Liberty Direct members pay a low monthly share amount. In fact, the Liberty monthly share amounts have remained the same for the last 4 years. So the interesting thing with them, too, is they have an exception to Obamacare. In other words, you know, Obamacare had mandated so many things that insurance companies have to do, and the Liberty Direct have been exempted from those. So they give some fees. If you're a family with the oldest spouse over 30, the family price would be $449 a month. And I guess the deductible would be $1,500. And I think that sounds a lot better than what people are facing right now.
Okay, so I'm pointing my finger at Dr. Slavin and saying someone who comes to you with this plan, the cost of coming to the Institute of Advanced Medicine or the cost of having blood work done at advanced medical testing centers would
be covered to a certain extent. We have to look into it more. I'm just passing it along because it may be a good alternative for a lot of people. Here's something else they said, because the meeting I was at was sponsored or was put on by Zymogen, and they said they would pay for Zymogen products because they meet a certain criteria that is acceptable to the insurance. So that was kind of interesting that they would pay for supplements.
Wow, a whole new avenue opening up in healthcare, that there is actually a plan that acknowledges the benefit to supporting good health, the benefit from nutrition supplementation, and that Zymogen meets the criteria for supporting that good health. And when you think about it, Zymogen is manufactured in extremely high quality environment. It's I'm going to categorize it as pharmaceutical quality manufacturing. Very, very interesting. So you're supporting health. The idea with this plan is to, I would imagine, minimize the number of times that you would need to see a physician. When you saw a physician, you'd get very, very focused on that very approach that I was discussing before, which is prevention, maintaining healthy function of all of the different systems of your body.
And this would appeal to a lot of people. The only thing I'm not sure about is you have to look at the network to see if what restrictions are placed on you as far as seeing physicians or not. But otherwise, this takes away the need for a man buying OB obstetrical insurance, you know, maternity insurance, because that's what they do in the Obamacare plan.
But that's the idea. You're spreading the cost of care for a population across a great number of people. And so as the man paying for as the man paying for the OBGYN insurance, what he is providing is quality pregnancy and gynecological care to 50% of the population, rather than have them deteriorate into a very significant and expensive health issue that he would very surely then have to pay for. Much higher cost paying for that disease treatment than paying for quality OBGYN care. So that's, there.
Well, that certainly is an argument for that. I think a lot of people took issue with it. Maybe if you explain it like that.
We're a culture. We're a population. And if we work together to support one another, we achieve better results, opinion.
But it hasn't been done properly, only because if everybody is now contributing, how come the premiums are going up? How come the deductibles are going up? How come your access to physicians are going down? That's the problem. Something is wrong with the whole system.
How was it that prior to the introduction of Obamacare, health care premiums were going up exponentially and causing many people to have to drop out of that health care insurance? And we had reached a crisis with so many uninsured people. And instead of the uninsured people getting preventive or regular care, what those people were doing was winding up in emergency rooms, once again, where the cost is much, much higher. So healthcare premiums had kind of gotten out of control, and there were a lot of people, unfortunately, left without any insurances. That music means it's time for us to take a break. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And as usual, we're venturing very far afield. I think we started out talking about Lyme disease, the diverse symptoms associated with Lyme disease, and how difficult it is with the way medicine is currently practiced to truly get to an underlying focus that's creating disease.
Well, you had mentioned that people who are buying insurance, you know, clearly look for the most affordable, but they don't realize sometimes there's a reason why something is less expensive than one plan is less expensive than another. It could be either it covers more things, it may be, have a lower deductible, or it may have a narrower network of physicians to choose from, and that's another way of controlling costs too. If you can't get in to see the doctor, you know, that's a way of slowing down expenses.
Or it totally, pardon me, it totally excludes a very, very specific area of medical practice. And I'm talking about functional medicine. But I'm going to say that even high-priced, so-called high-quality, expensive medical healthcare insurance may not cover functional medicine. And because functional medicine isn't covered, the expensive programs, the expensive insurances tend to cover very, very high tech approaches. So you can have all the CAT scans you want. You can have all the surgery you want. You can see all of the physicians, and your insurance company will cover those excursions into medical care, but it is a very, very narrow focus of caring for your health. And I take issue with referring to it as health care. It isn't. It's disease care, and it's high-tech approaches to overcoming certain diagnoses.
There's another issue. We're confusing. You want to call it disease care or health care. We're confusing that with health insurance. People have health insurance, but they're getting neither health care or disease care. They've got the insurance now, but they can't afford to go for the care that they want, either because mostly because the deductibles are too high. People are finding that they have to spend over $10,000 a year out of pocket before the insurance kicks in.
Okay, but years ago when there was very, very little of the lower cost insurance plans available, one of the suggestions you made to people was, in order to prevent getting yourself into an economic hole, what you should do is I can't remember the phrase that you used to describe it, but essentially for catastrophic care, so that you paid a very low premium and the responsibility was on the individual to take very good care of themselves, minimize the possibility that they would get sick and minimize the possibility that they would use or they would need medical treatment that is outrageously expensive for a CAT scan, for a surgical procedure, for some of the very, very advanced diagnostic procedures.
That's true. And I used to have that, a catastrophic policy, it makes sense. That would cover you.
So think of the low-cost insurances in that category, Dr. Slavin.
The difference is back then, the premiums were very affordable, very inexpensive for that. And it would cover you if you had a serious illness that required hospitalization. Now you have basically the same type of coverage, catastrophic, because you have to spend $10,000 out of pocket before you can access health care. So even now, more and more people are getting health insurance. They can't afford accessing it because it's all out of pocket for the first $10,000. That includes your monthly premium and your cope and your deductible.
So that's you pay a low premium, and if you're ill, you have to have that out-of-pocket expenditure.
That would make sense, but now they have high premiums, high deductibles. For the same, you know, for the health care that's going to cover everything, except you've got to spend the first $10,000 out of pocket. That's a problem for people.
Okay, so if those are the rules, then people understand. All right, those are the rules, and
but that's not what they were promised. That's the whole point. The people went along with Obamacare because they were promised. You can keep your doctor, you can keep your insurance because they like their insurance, and you're going to save $2,500 a year in premiums. None of that came true, so they got something that they weren't expecting, and there's a lot of dissatisfaction out there.
Oh, dissatisfaction from people who did not have health care insurance before?
No, dissatisfaction from the people that did have health insurance. Now their premiums went up. Their deductibles went up. The people that didn't have health insurance, sure, they got it, and they got it in a very subsidized way. But the level of care for those people remains to be seen because they have the same issues. You know, they can't afford the high deductibles or high premiums, or in some cases, the premiums are very low for them if they've been subsidized.
Do you think that it is the pharmaceutical companies and the medical technology companies, the hospital networks, do you think that it's those corporations that are manipulating health insurance
costs? You left out a major group.
Okay.
Lawyers.
Okay. Do you think that, I have to say, if you think there is no malpractice out there, Dr. Slavin, is very interesting because I have witnessed very much malpractice and kind of ignoring the problem that was created by very, very poor medical care. So I'm sorry, but I believe that has malpractice been abused? There's no question in my mind. But to point to that category of professional and just wipe it out, I disagree with that because I think that the doctors do have sometimes very significant responsibility. And, you know, let's talk about the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm, right?
Well, there are, under malpractice, there are poor outcomes that the doctor gets blamed for, and it's really not his fault.
Right.
But he gets sued for that. So it needs to be better defined, but the reason we have a problem in the malpractice area is because for a lot of attorneys, this is a major source of their revenue. This is just the way it is.
And for a lot of doctors, unnecessary care is a major source of their revenue.
I think
Slavin.
Well, and that's why educating the consumer is important, because the only one that can stop the doctor from doing unnecessary things is the consumer, the patient, and that's why you need second opinions. You don't just automatically believe one doctor. just get a second opinion if you have time.
Can you believe that over the hour we have come full circle and Dr. Slavin and I are agreeing on this? People need second opinions. People need to be educated. People need to know what they need to do to support good health.
So what we really try to do with this program is to educate the healthcare consumer so he doesn't have to get involved in the whole healthcare system, because he's doing what it takes to stay healthy and, you know, basically take control of his own healthcare. Just get the tests to make sure he's accomplishing his goals as far as nutrition and avoiding environmental toxins. Just make sure everything is where it should be, because I can tell you the average person out there has a lot of problems that are with them that are subclinical. In other words, they don't know it and they're being ignored, and that's why they wind up in the whole healthcare system.
So I can tell our listeners that if you talk to the people at Advanced Medical Testing Centers, you will find prices that will allow you to make choices for testing that gives you far greater information than you're getting from mainstream practitioners. You've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.